steps leading to the veranda and the cavernous rooms beyond, she stopped. Not inside. The certain knowledge that something was different had changed in the seconds since she'd fled outside made her turn away. Behind. It's behind the house. As if under the power of an unseen force, the woman slowly groped her way around to the back of the house. The sun, close to its zenith now, beat down on her, making her skin tingle and burn in an angry, itching rash that spread scarlet from her belly across her torso, down her arms and legs, like claws scraping at her from the inside, pushing to tear free from the confines of her body. Then she saw it. Her hands rose reflexively to her face as if to blot out the vision before her, or even to tear her eyes from her head. Then they dropped away, and she gazed unblinking at the specter beneath the ancient magnolia tree that spread its limbs over the area beyond the house. It was the man. The man she had married. The man who had brought her to this house. The man who had delivered the disease upon her. The man who had lain unconscious beside her as she prayed for salvation she knew would never come. Now he was gone. His body, stripped naked of even the tiniest shred of clothing, hung from the lowest branch of the tree, a thick, hempen rope knotted tightly around his neck. His head hung at an unnatural angle, and his lifeless eyes were fixed upon her with a gaze that chilled the remnants of her soul. The knife with which he'd slit open his own belly was still clutched in the stiffened fingers of his right hand, and his entrails lay in a bloody tangle below his dangling feet. A swarm of flies had already settled on his disemboweled corpse. Soon their eggs would hatch, releasing millions of maggots to feast upon him. He had found his escape. He had left her alone. Alone with the disease. Nearly doubled over by a spasm of terror and revulsion, the woman turned away and lurched toward the shelter of the house. Muttered words, unintelligible even to herself, tumbled from her lips. By the time she escaped the brilliant noon sun, her entire body was trembling. Hide! Got to hide! Hide from him! Hide from it! The corruption inside leaped to life again, and no longer aware of where she was or what she was doing, she obeyed the dictates of the foulness within. A door opened before her, and she stumbled, then fell, plunging into the shadowy darkness, feeling blackness surround her, welcoming the release of death. Her body slammed against the coldness of the cellar floor. She lay still. Against her will, her heart once more began to beat, her lungs to breathe. And now, the final agony, the agony she had always known would come. It arrived as a point of white heat deep within, which spread and burned as it raced through her, igniting every nerve in her body into a fiery torment that set a scream boiling up from her throat, instantly followed by a stream of vomit. Every muscle in her body cramped, limbs thrashing, hands and feet lashing out, as if at some unseen tormentor she was engulfed by the growing pain.
No!
The single cry of anguish burst from her, then trailed off into hopeless silence. For a long time she lay unmoving as the fire withdrew, leaving at last an absence of pain, a blank emptiness where the disease had been. She pulled herself up and gazed at the tiny thing that lay between her legs. Still covered with bloody tissue, the baby stretched its tiny arms as if reaching toward her. The woman stared at it, then reached out and picked it up. She cradled it in her left arm, and with the fingers of her right hand she stroked its face. Then, her eyes still fixed upon the infant, her fingers closed around its neck. She began to squeeze. As her fingers tightened, she heard herself say the familiar words that lifted her spirit and filled her soul with peace.
"Our Father, who art in heaven!"
The baby thrashed against her grasp, its fingers instinctively pulling at her own.
"Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us."
The baby's tiny fingers fell away from hers. Its struggles weakened.
"Deliver us from evil."
The movement stopped. The infant lay still in her hands.
Amen.
They found her just after sunset. She was still praying, still cradling the dead baby in her arms. She offered no resistance when they took the child from her. None.